AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. In his opening statement to the jury in James Holmes' murder trial, prosecutor George Brockler says two court-appointed psychiatrists in their separate mental health evaluations came to the same conclusion.
Both of them say the same thing. But that guy was sane when he tried to murder all those people in that theater back in July of 2012.
Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the shooting deaths of 12 people and the wounding of more than 60 others inside a theater in Aurora, Colorado, which is a Denver suburb. Police officers in riot gear in the streets of Baltimore after a mall was closed when people in the parking lot began throwing objects at those officers this afternoon. Not immediately clear if the response was related to a Freddie Gray protest. Gray died of an unexplained spinal injury he suffered earlier this month while in police custody. He was buried today after some 2,500 people attended his funeral.
I will trust.
During today's service, Gray's stepfather, Richard Shipley, read from a poem written by Gray's family.
The tears I've cried for you could flood the earth, and I know you have wiped each one away. For you, brother, I promise you this, I will go on with my life and make you proud.
Baltimore police say they'll send a report on the investigation of Gray's death to the state attorney's office on Friday. Green Beret unit that was in Nepal before the earthquake hit is staying, part of the U.S. relief effort. Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren says the plane the soldiers flew in is also standing by to help.
That aircraft was preparing to leave, however, it has now been remissioned, and it will stay on for an additional 48 hours.
On Wall Street, the Dow near the close is down 41. The NASDAQ is off 31. The S&P 8. This is AP Radio News. The jury deciding the fate of Boston Marathon bomber hears from his lawyer as they try to keep the panel from deciding on a death sentence. Rita Foley with more.
Johar Tsarnaev's lawyer urged the jury to give him life, not death, saying there is no point in trying to hurt him as he hurt, because it can't be done. Tsarnaev was a good kid, in the words of his lawyer, David Bruck, led astray by his belligerent older brother, Tamerlan, who died during a shootout with police. Prosecutors have portrayed Johar Tsarnaev as an unrepentant killer who knowingly put down a backpack bomb near children at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. I'm Rita Foley.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search for four people still missing since a storm capsized boats during a race on Alabama's Mobile Bay on Saturday. Torrential rain, heavy winds hampering the search effort today. At least two people are known dead since that storm. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.